Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bothkin are arba asar, u be'arba asar shachris, u b'shas habiur. So what does this mean? Kolomar, is this to say like this? Be'echad me'ishloshes azmanim, there are three times, technically, that you can be checking to do your bedikas chametz before Pesach. So the first time, of course, is the night of the 14th, right? But what happens if, for whatever reason, he didn't check that night? So then the second time would be, you can actually check in the morning of the 14th day of Nisan. That'll be a second time that you could check. And if you didn't check in the morning, you even check until the time of Bir Chametz, the time when you would burn and destroy the Chametz. So he's giving you three windows, three opportunities to do the Bedikah. What's the time of burning the Chametz? It's the beginning of the sixth hour. What's the sixth hour? It's the Shah Lefnei Chatzos Yom. It's the hour before midday, an hour before Chatzos. But once the time of beer, of destroying the Chametz, is gone, so then you can't do Bedikah anymore. Because if you did Bedikah after the time of burning the Chametz, if you're just concerned, you might find a piece of Chametz, you can come to eat it, and that would be prohibited. Whereas the Chachamim say, "Lo badak arba." So if you didn't check, you know, the night of the 14th when you should have, yivdok barba. So you could check the whole day of the 14th. Lo badak. That means even after chatzos, the whole day up until you know you light candles. Lo badak barba. So if you didn't check the whole 14th day, yivdok b'doch ha-moed. You can do your batika middle of Yom Tov, middle of Chag Pesach. Lo badak b'toch ha-moed, if you didn't check during the whole Yom Tov, yivdok la'achar moed, do a b'dika after the Yom Tov. Like, why on earth would you do b'dikas chametz after Yom Tov? Because the rule is that if you really did have chametz, and you were owning it, so chametz sha'avar alav ha-pesach asr b'hana. We'll learn later on in Parak Beis Mishnah Hei, the chametz that you had owned over Pesach, so you weren't allowed to, but and what happens is that after Pesach, it's prohibited to have any pleasure from it. So you'd have to really do Bedikah after Pesach as well to see, hey, I never did my Bedikah. Do I have any Chametz that I own? That I owned over Pesach? Because if you did, it would be prohibited even after Pesach. So Chachamim hold that Sha'af La'agar Zmane Isser, even after the time of the prohibition of eating the Chametz, is permitted to check. Meaning, let's just say the whole 14th day, right? Up until you light candles. Because they're not concerned that you're going to come to eat it if you find it. Because since you're actually looking for the chametz to burn it, why would you think of eating it? And this is actually how we paskin halacha l'maisa. So of course, ideally, you want to be checking the night before. But if you didn't, you could do your bedikah up until candle lighting, and then, you know, throughout the Yom Tov, like we just discussed, even after Yom Tov, to see if it was chametz that was owned by you over Pesach, because if you did find something, you'd have to burn it after Pesach, because you can't have any hana from it. Umash Meshire. Okay, now what happens? You did your bedikah the right way. You did it the 14th by night, and you found it, right? So now, the habodik is a chametz blayla, one who checks for chametz at night. So you take all that chametz, and you put it in a special, spot. You know, for tomorrow, you're gonna burn some of it, you'll eat some of it. So yanichena betzina, put it in a specific spot. Because what happens if you find it and then you don't remember where you put it? So the next day you're going to have to do another bedikah because you can't remember where you put it. Or you found 10 pieces and now in the morning you only see 9. So that means one of the kids took or something. So make sure after you check it, you know, you take it and you put it in this private spot in a brown paper bag where you put it, you know, on a certain shelf so you know where it is. So in the morning you can see everything that you had found the night before and not have to do another bedikah if things are missing. Mishnah Dalet. For Meir Omer, Meir says, Eichlin, you can eat the chametz, you can eat the chametz on the 14th day of Nisan, right? Kol chamesh. So, you have to keep in mind that we're going to discuss now, you know, days are broken up into what's called shaos zmanios. It's hours that are based on the time. Meaning, you know, every day, you don't have a perfect amount of days, of light and dark. So if we say fifth hour or fourth hour or third hour, it's really not just the exact hour, but each hour can be an hour a little bit more or an hour a little bit less based on the day, because not every day is perfect in timing. So that's what we mean, you know, when referring to the fifth hour or the fourth hour. And the Mishnah is actually going to give us an example of a perfect equinox where it's a 6 to 6 day. So it's a perfect 12 hours. It'll just be easy to go give over the concepts that we're going to discuss today. But of course, the truth is for any kind of kind of day, you just apply the formula. So let's begin. Reb Meir Omer, Meir says, Ochlen, you can eat chametz on the 14th day of Nisan, kol chamesh, the entire fifth hour. So on a perfect day, if 6 o'clock is morning, 6 o'clock is evening, the fifth hour would be 6 to 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, till 11 o'clock in the morning, you could eat chametz. And it happens to be in Nisan, it's actually common to have your equinox, to have this, you know, perfect day. Okay, cool. Vissarfin, what about burning the chametz? Betchila sheish, you burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. Betchila sashah sheish shal yom, the beginning of the sixth hour of the day. V'yaf al pishim in a Torah, even though on a Torah level, the chametz is not prohibited, only from chatzos and onward. Nevertheless, the chametz made a siyag offense to burn the chametz an hour earlier. Gezerah, lest one get mixed up between the sixth hour and the seventh hour, and then come to eat it, you know, when the Torah already said that you can't eat it. So basically, you're burning the chametz, you know, the beginning of the 11th hour, beginning at like 11 o'clock, an hour before chatzos, lest you get mixed up and start burning it at chatzos when it's already prohibited for you to have it then. So they're just making offense and having you burn it an hour earlier. So this would be the opinion of Reb Meir, and a perfect day from 6 to 6. You could eat the chametz up until 11 o'clock, and then at the beginning of 11, we want you to burn it, even though technically in a Torah, on a Torah level, you have till 12, we want you burning it at the beginning of 11, lest you come to make a mistake. Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda has a different opinion. Ochlen kol arba, you can eat the whole fourth hour of the day up until 10 o'clock, and on a perfect day, starting at 6 and ending at 6. Because the Chacham made a gzeir of 2 hours before the Zman of Issa Torah, before Chatzos. Vitolin kol chamesh, then the fifth hour, let's just say at 11 o'clock, b'shasa chamesh is in the fifth hour, you leave the chametz in a din of a suffix, a din of doubt. She'enu nechal, you don't eat it. V'enu zav, you don't burn it. Shehol v'inyin zem mushal hamon l'almei aretz, because since this is something that's applicable to all people, we're concerned that they'll make a mistake even up to 2 hours. So the fifth hour, you just chill. And the Gemara explains, even though during the fifth hour, you know, at 11 o'clock, the sun is in the east, right? And at the seventh hour during Chatzos, the sun goes to the west, right? And you don't make mistakes with these kind of hours, you know, especially in those days, you know, I mean, in those days they didn't have clocks, but they looked at the sun, right? They're looking at it all the time. They had sundials. Mikamago, nevertheless, the Chamid Gzera, let's just say there's gonna be a cloudy day, right? If there's a cloudy day, then it's possible to make a mistake even from the fifth to the seventh hour. So they made the stringency. And then the serpent Bitchila Sheish, you would burn it, you know, at the beginning of the sixth hour, Shemi Oza Shah, from that time, it's to be prohibited on a rabbinic level, even, behana, even for pleasure. Since Ha'il Matchila Sheva, Matchil Isra Min HaTorah, since the beginning of the seventh hour, beginning of Chatzos, right, the Torah prohibition begins. So from the beginning of the sixth hour, Shem Osa Shah, from that time, us are on a rabbinic level, even Bahana, that's when you should burn it. You should burn your chametz. However, in the fifth hour, you don't have to burn it yet, because at that time, Adayin, the chametz is still mutter Bahana, could go on, for example, to feed it to your animals. So to conclude, according to Reb Meir, on a perfect, you know, equinox day from 6 to 6, you could eat the chametz, you know, all 5 hours, meaning up until 11 o'clock. And then you burn it at the beginning at 11 o'clock, an hour before chatzos to play it safe. Whereas if Yehuda held, you eat the chametz up until 4 hours, meaning up until 10 o'clock. And then the fifth hour, you just let it, you know, hang around. And then the beginning of the sixth hour is when you burn it. Because from the beginning of the sixth hour, which is going to be at 11 o'clock, it's prohibited on a rabbinic level, even for pleasure, since at the beginning of the seventh hour, beginning of Chatzos, it's Aser Ben HaTorah, right? However, during the fifth hour, right, you don't have to burn it yet, because at that time, it's still a Dayan HaChametz, it's permitted by Hanah, because you could, for example, feed it to your animals, and this would be the Machlokas between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, and we Paskin like Reb Yehuda, Allah Halacha, and that concludes Mishnah Daled.